This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We are back here for weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. I want to give a shout out to Rodney and his staff. They do an awesome job here. Always a great time at the Treasure Chest.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't see Rodney today, so but I know he told last week, I'll be here before the first game. So he's not showing up for that preseason game, but he'll be here before. And yeah, always enjoy being here. Great folks. Get to see a lot of people that from my neck of the woods that drive here. It's not too far, about 35, 40-minute drive to hit the Treasure Chest. So, yeah, it's great. And, man, the place are basically brand new with his 16, 17 months old.
Super easy to get to.
Easy to get to. Easy to park. Man, I parked right in the front.
Well, you're a VIP.
No, I don't know about that. But I did see a dude throwing money away. I told you about that. That was crazy as could be. Throwing $1 bills out of his pocket. And then he come talk to me afterwards. Come ask me, how's your knee? How's your knee, Mike? I was like, yeah, I'm good. I didn't want to ask him, why are you throwing the $1 bills all over? But
I guess they weren't good enough for him.
I don't know if he was upset because he lost or what. But he must have threw at least 9 of them. They had a lady. I didn't get out the car, but they had a lady that was picking up the $1 bills as he was throwing them in the wind.
Maybe he makes a mistake and one of the singles ends up being a $100 bill.
No, that was no 100. Hey, Steve, I won't make too many mistakes on
when it comes to money, right? I got you.
I won't make too many on there.
We got the preseason finale. It went by quick. Training camp's a wrap for the Saints. We got the final game of exhibition play coming up Saturday at noon in the Caesars Superdome. Saints hosting the Denver Broncos. Head coach Kellen Moore addressing the media today after their workout. It was a shortened session. Just really did some work in helmets. This WWL Sound Bank brought to you by First American Bank. And here's Kellen Moore's opening remarks on the trade they made for the wide receiver and also the preseason finale.
Made a trade. Devon Vele. We're really excited to have an opportunity to bring him and onboard him with us. Obviously, really good player, really good person, really had a productive year last year in Denver. And so felt like as we went through the, you're always looking for guys, looking for opportunities. Felt like it was a great opportunity for us to get a younger guy, second year in the league, that's still developing and growing. And it'll be great for our team. And so as a result, we did have to release Donovan Peoples-Jones, which is always the challenging part of this. And you know, other than that, we should be good to go. Roster-wise, I don't think anything from an injury standpoint has changed. And as far as we look forward to this Denver game, you know, plan is to get as many of the starters playing as we can. You know, we'll see how long that goes. But we'll try and get those guys some game-time action, which will be great for those guys just to get them out there. And QB-wise, it'll go Spence, Tyler, and then Jake. So that'll be the rotation there, and then we'll go from there.
We know Velez has been described as that big body receiver that's been needed for this team.
He's a tall receiver. He ain't big body. Steve, I'm going to be honest with you. He needs a – well, when he gonna get old, he ain't going to have to worry about putting on weight. But
well, you're coming here, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Or anywhere else we go, but especially here, too, at the Treasure Chest. But, man, he's skinny. But he is tall. He's over 6'4".
Yeah.
So he gives you that target, especially – short yardage red zone. That is such a big part of the game today, to have that guy that can move the sticks. And when you watch tape of him, what he did for Sean Payton's offense, and he had good rapport with Bo Nix. You know, both being rookies, so you working with the rookies a lot.
Yeah.
They sort of bonded there. Okay, if they needed, they had a 3rd and 5, he'd get you 7. 3rd and 8, get you 9. You know, he kept moving the chains for him. And I'm just interested to see how they implement him in this offense, which did not have a big receiver before.
Yeah, you were looking at Cedric Wilson Jr., really.
Okay. You think Cedric's going to make this 53-man roster?
Not now, for sure.
No,
honestly.
I don't think so.
I wasn't sure about it before the trade, and now I really don't think so.
I think the guy that maybe on the seat a little bit would be Pettis. But, you know, he is your return man. He does
right.
return punts.
Unless you think, can someone like the wide receiver, Velus Jones?
Velus can do kicks, I know that.
Yeah.
And he has done punts in the past. Be interesting to see how they work that. And, you know, we were used to kind of how Coach Payton ran a 53-man squad. The one change with him throughout the years was he put more emphasis on special teams, more toward the back part of the years than he did early. And you saw Dennis Allen sort of almost follow the same footsteps.
For sure.
To do that. And now, you know, man, if you got linemen, you keep as many of them as you can. Because, man, you get out there on the open market, try to find your alignment, an offensive lineman today. Good ruck. You ain't finding them. They're not there. And so you try to keep more linemen than maybe you did back in 08, 10, 12. Because you could find them. After the first cut. Today, you ain't finding none of that.
Right.
None of that. That's the one part about, I think, practice and how it's affected the college game and it's filtered into the NFL. You don't have enough linemen offensively ready for the National Football League. Kevin Banks Jr., he's a bit of an outlier for that. What Fuaga did last year, he's a bit of an outlier for that, to be able to come in and play that quickly.
One thing that Coach Kellen Moore was asked as well about that size, did that play a factor? Was that attractive for him in making this trade?
That's a component of what, you know, Devon will bring. You know, he's a 6'5 kid. He's can play up there, can play with some range, has really good catch radius, can play in some contested catch situations. And so I think that will obviously be a piece that maybe is a little bit different than some of the guys that we have. But, you know, it'll be great for that group.
Moore went on to talk about what he envisions Velez will do at wide receiver for the Saints.
The evidence supports that he can play in and out. He's got really high capacity. I mean, for him to hop in there as a rookie and to handle, you know, systematically to be able to play multiple positions in Denver in that system, I think, you know, it's a testament to how smart of a football player he is and how prepared he was. And so we feel like he'll be able to play a number of different positions, which is key for us because we want to move our other pieces. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out once we get him on the grass and kind of get acclimated to how he best suits and fits. And I think part of the big part is how do we build his role as we go? Because, again, being in Philly, we got Jahan almost in the exact same situation last year. And, you know, you got to start in a role and then you kind of build it up. And, you know, after a few weeks, then he's ready to roll.
Now, this question kind of sounds like one the Cajun Cannon would ask. I'm sorry. Kellen Moore talking about, can Velez help in the run game with blocking?
Certainly saw him willing to block. He got in there, he got dirty at times, and he did a number of things. And the transition just from, you know, what he's been exposed to with that system and being with Sean and stuff, feel like, you know, he's been built up the right way this past year. And so he's going to be able to, you know, there's a transition for all these guys. We did Jahan Dotson last year when I was in Philly, and it's going to take a little bit just to get acclimated, but he'll handle it just fine.
And the most important thing that everybody, I think, was talking about, you mentioned it, Mike, Kellen Moore asked about giving up a 4th-round pick and a 7th-rounder for Velez.
That's always the tricky part. You identify players you really want, and then obviously there's a cost associated with it. And so, you know, he's a younger player. This is his second year, obviously, so he's on his initial contract in the NFL, so there's some value to that associated with, you know, just from a roster management, healthy standpoint. He'll be with us. Certainly we anticipate him being with us for a while. And so, you know, he's been a really productive player, and I think that's the rare thing to see a guy second year in the league with the production he had last year, with the big moments he had. It's not just, you know, little catches here and there. I mean, he played really tough downs for Denver, and so you know, we feel like we're adding a really big piece that's going to contribute in a lot of ways.
I'm hoping that this piece can be, we could show him off a little on Saturday. I know it's really a short turnaround, but maybe a
really
couple
short.
Plays.
That's really short. Here's what I would do with Valet. I would play him first, second down in the slot.
Okay.
And then on third down, either Olave or Rashid, and I'd mix and match it on third down in the slot.
Yeah.
Because now you see what's happening in the NFL. Their best corner is now playing in the slot. He's one-on-one. And, you know, I don't know who came up with the line, but is why would I have a $4 million player guarding a $30 million player? Okay? He's not your number three corner no more. Okay? He's your number one corner. And you're putting him in the slot because of the fact you got to – go up against a Justin Jefferson, a Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb. Those guys are a lot on third down. They in the slot. So you got to be able to match. And so my thing is for the Saints, I think they would like to put Olave and Rashid in the slot on third down. Much more say than Valet, where you could put him outside. If it's a third and four, he gets you that 6 yard on that slant.
Taking a break here at the Treasure Chest Casino. When we get back, we'll talk to Tulane head coach John Sumrall joining us on WWL right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Time to do a little Tulane Thursday. Happy to welcome in the head coach of the Green Wave, John Sumrall, to the radio huddle. John, how's it been going, coach, at the preseason camp? Know you're anxious in just 9 more days to kick off the season.
It's been awesome. I appreciate you guys having me on. Training camp was great. We officially broke really on Sunday from training camp. School started Monday for our guys, and now we're into the normal 20-hour in-season schedule for them. But it's been good. A lot of new faces, a lot of new names. Like the athleticism and length of the team. We got to make sure, you know, we understand how to play complementary football and play as one. But like what we got, excited about kicking it off. Got a really good opening game against Northwestern. Fired up about getting ready to play, man.
Coach, this isn't a Tulane question, but I'm going to throw it to you right off the bat, okay? First of all, Coach Pete Jenkins wanted me to tell you hello. I talked to him this morning, and he was like, man, I was working with the Kentucky defense a few years back, and John was on the staff, and he said, I worked at Tulane when Coach CJ was there, and he was there too, so he wanted me to tell you hello. But on that Kentucky team, Landon Young was on that team. They played offensive tackle there. He was one of the top guys in the country that Kentucky was able to land. You were on that staff. And then the Saints over the weekend traded for Luke Fortner. He was also another Kentucky guy. So maybe tell us, because you had to go up against them guys in practice, a little bit about, you know, Fortner and also having to go up against Landon, who, man, I think he was the first number one rated recruit in the state of Kentucky to actually commit to play Kentucky football.
Yeah, well, two things there. Number one, man, you're in good company with Pete Jenkins, man. That'd get you better than him. You know, it was an honor to get to know him initially when I came here to Tulane over a decade ago. And really, my background had been more linebacker play, and I was coaching the D-line, and I had the privilege of getting around him to learn. And then when I moved to coaching linebackers here, we still kept bringing him in. And then for the time I was at Kentucky, he'd always come visit and loved spending time with him. Talked to him, oh gosh, probably a couple of weeks ago. Jeff Curtis was in my office, and Jeff and I were sitting there, and he's like, hey, I got to call Pete Jenkins back. And I said, call him right now. I want to talk to him. And so talked to Coach Jenkins a few weeks ago, man. He's a rock star. Yeah, man. Landon Young, Luke Fortner. Luke Fortner was in our building today. So he, you know, my offensive line coach here, he was on our staff at Kentucky as the assistant offensive line coach. John Schlarmer was the O-line coach. But when I got here a year ago, it was so cool to see Landon. I went to the Saints-Falcons game with my son right after taking the job at Tulane when Jameis went and quarterback sneaked it when nobody thought that was coming, and got to see Landon then. And Landon was a very, very talented high school prospect, as you said. It really has been just a consistent, steady player as, you know, as he's worked his way from college to the NFL. And then, you know, Luke's a great story. Luke moved to center. Luke's got an engineering degree. Luke, brilliant guy, like really, really smart, and really was probably getting ready to go on and like move on with his life, right? And like just do a career in engineering. Well, just got the COVID year, so played a sixth season, and in that sixth season moves to center, and the rest is history. The guy's, you know, probably thought he was getting ready to be done playing football and go be an engineer. And now he's an NFL center. And so he was in our building today for a little while. I was getting a quick workout in, and my O-line coach walks in, and there's Luke walking in. And so good to see him today and reconnect. I think the Saints got a great one in him. And he's such a mature, consistent player, and a really, really, really smart guy as a center, which is so vital at that position to be able to understand how you're setting protections and things.
Coach, I know we talked about this the last time, but you know, when you lose Mekhi Hughes, who was such a big part of your offense, and you know, it's going to certainly be running back by committee, but I think all coaches would like one guy
to step up and be that guy. Now, you can do situational play and give him a rest now and then. Has there been that one guy emerge as your number one back?
Yeah, I'd say if I had to name one guy right now, I'd say Maurice Turner. You know, Maurice transferred here from Louisville. A year ago right now, Maurice was the starting running back at Louisville. He, in game two there, had a high ankle sprain and got shut down for several weeks and used last year as a redshirt year. Maurice has really shown the ability to kind of be probably the lead one. The other guys in the room I like. I mean, Arnold Barnes provides some great things he does. Zuberi Mobley, who we brought in from FAU, who ran for 400 yards last year down there, does some really good things. Jamari McClure and Javen Gordon, both good young players, do great things in their own right. But I would say that Maurice is really – he's shown the ability to not just be good in the run game with the ball in his hands, but good in the pass game, good in protection. But really, man, he has got the ability to create what I would say is like a 3-yard run into a 30-yard run. I mean, we might have him bottled up, we think, defensively. And next thing you know, he makes a guy miss, and he's out the gate. And he's got really good top-end speed, short area quickness to go with it. He's powerful. He's tough. He's smart. He's driven. He's very mature. So I'd say Maurice has kind of stepped up to be – the main guy. I think if you said who's going to get the most work, I'd probably say it's going to be him. But I do like the depth of the room, and we're going to need, I think, all guys to at different times to be prepared to have a bigger role in the game plan depending on the week.
Coach, I think everybody loves a feel-good story, especially about somebody local, and I think you got that with Garrett Memahat. You know, I saw him at Brother Martin. Man, he was a hell of a quarterback there. In fact, I actually talked to a couple of colleges about bringing him in, giving him a scholarship. And, you know, well, we kind of got that all sold up. And so I know his dad real well, Kevin, was in the business world today, but he was an outstanding pitcher at Tulane and also got to pitch in the majors. So he got some genetics there. And then he moves to wide receiver, and he's really been making some plays for you in practice.
Yeah, Garrett's a phenomenal kid, and what a great story. Like you said, a feel-good story. You know, walked on at Tulane, came in as a quarterback, like you said, from Brother Martin. Moved really right before I got here to receiver, kind of just because they were like, all right, this guy's a good athlete. He's down the line maybe at quarterback right now. Where can he maybe add value to our football team? And so, you know, he moved to receiver. Last year, he was primarily a special teamer and played high-level special teams and was a backup depth receiver. And then he's been, you know, he's such a hardworking blue-collar guy. And, you know, it's funny, like his dad, you mentioned Kevin. Man, Kevin's a great guy. Kevin's so proud of him. Kevin was a great baseball player in his own right. And Garrett has gone his own path and gone down the football road. And man, the guy is, you know, I say this all the time in our meetings with our team, better people usually become better players. Like if you're a good person, usually you make yourself into a better player. And that's the embodiment of Garrett, really. Like he's just a guy that works really, really hard. Does everything the right way. A guy you love coaching. You know, as a coach, you're not supposed to have favorites, but it's really hard to say Garrett Mamat's not one of those guys that I just love watching him practice. And I love watching him prepare. And I love watching him compete. And I think his role is going to grow. Obviously, we were able to award him with a scholarship. When I called Kevin to tell him back in, I guess it was May, that we were going to put him on scholarship, or maybe June, Kevin said, Coach, thanks for giving him the scholarship. I said, Kevin, I didn't give him anything. He earned it. Like, Garrett's earned this. He's earned every opportunity to come his way at Tulane. And, man, so cool to see a local guy stay home and do really good things here.
Coach, is there a guy or two you saw in the spring, but he has really stepped up his play during the fall drills? Because I think there's always that individual. For whatever reason –
the light maybe clicks on, and you look at him now a little bit differently than maybe you looked at him in the spring.
Yeah, without question, the first guy that comes to my mind is Darion Reed on our offensive line. You know, Darion, a year ago, the conversation was probably like, does he belong at Tulane? And now he's going to be our potentially our starting right tackle. You know, Reese Baker may start there or at right guard, but Darion has really elevated his play. He's got great size and length. He's a 6'7" guy with good length. Ben's pretty good for that height, and has really grown. What's been neat is he's grown as a football player, but simultaneously I've seen the guy grow as a person. Like, he's becoming a man. And in our program, I define a man as somebody that's accountable for their own actions. And, man, this guy has become a grown man, and could not be more proud of what he's done. And then I would say Zuberi Mobley at running back is elevated. Like, I think Maurice, we already kind of knew Zuberi stepped up. In the secondary, I think you'd look at maybe Jaheim Johnson, who's from Hammond, goes nicknamed Joker, but he's really stepped up. The D-line is ridiculously deep. We're going to, in game one, knock on wood, our plan to play in the game one is to play 10 D-linemen. And so that's for, you know, we're a 3-4 team. So that's three deep plus one. And so a lot of guys on the D-line are stepping up and competing. But if I had to earmark one, man, it would be Darion Reed for sure.
Coach, as opening week is a little bit more than a week away, kind of take everybody through the process of getting that game plan ready, and how long out are you kind of situationally getting your players' game plan ready for game one? I mean, you're not doing this back in June. You might have other people kind of setting things up for it and being able to get ready. But when do you really implement that game plan? This is what we plan to do against Northwestern.
Yeah, so, you know, coaches, we go look at all of our opponents, and in particular, really, the first four and the teams that have the best returning rosters back in conference. And so we spend some time late spring, early summer looking at a lot of that. And then, you know, through training camp, we may present some elements of things that we may see from opponents that we don't see from our own offense or our own defense schematically. And so there might be some things that we throw at our guys via a scout team look or whatever that they just don't see every day in practice that we're going to have to be prepared to face, whether it be an option element or something that's different or unique. And then this week, what we're in right now, I call this mock game week. So we take a week, and we do our normal battle rhythm of a game week this week, a week ahead of the game. So Monday this week looked a lot like Monday will next week, and Tuesday a lot like next Tuesday will look like, and Wednesday, and today's Thursday. So it was walkthrough day for us. And so we really kind of emulate that, like, we got a game on Saturday, and tomorrow we'll do our Friday run through, and then Saturday we go play a mock game, and really it's a lot of situational things, substitution things. It's not really a full speed scrimmage. Those, we're already really done with those the last 2 weeks. This one's like scenarios that may come up once every 3 or 4 years in a game you coach in and or play in. And so, you know, how to take a safety on the punt team, or, you know, you kick it off after a penalty from the 20 or from the 50. So if we get a personal foul or they got a personal foul. And so all those scenarios that you got to hit to make sure you've practiced them, we'll do Saturday. We've thrown a few Northwestern things at them this week, but we've also thrown a few things that we may see from other teams this week sprinkled in as well. And then really, you know, we turn our full and undivided attention to only the Northwestern game after that mock game Saturday. I'd be lying to say we haven't done a few things to be prepared for that game. But I really think there's something about the preparation of a game week and the rhythm of, hey, Monday's a base down install, Tuesday's a base down install, Wednesday's third down red zone, And so we'll kind of re-hit all those processes next week and really focus in, if that makes sense.
Coach, definitely appreciate the time. Always thanks so much for you. And looking forward to kicking off next week. Roll wave, man.
Appreciate y'all. Roll wave.
Thank you, Coach.
Tulane head coach John Sumrall joining us there, and he'll be joining every
Tuesday.
Tulane Tuesdays at 4:30.
Yeah, that was sort of the run with it. Coach Fritz always liked to do it later. You know, Coach Sumrall, man, I'll do it earlier. I'll do it in the 4 o'clock hour. That works for me.
Exactly.
That works for me.
We're going to take a break, Mike. When we get back, we'll get into our triple option feature, so stay tuned right here at the Treasure Chest Casino on Sports Talk right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're back here at the Treasure Chest Casino for weekend kickoff time for our triple option feature, guys. I'm going to lead things off. Don't know if you saw on CBS Sports, former Saints running back Jamal Williams dropped by over there. He talked about Jameis Winston's controversial decision to score late in the game TD against the Atlanta Falcons instead of taking a knee. Well, let's hear Jamal Williams' point of view from the whole entire incident.
You took a victory formation and scored a touchdown on it. Okay, yeah. That was an audible that wasn't okayed by the coaching staff. Mm-hmm. That's guys who are like, Jamal deserves this. These are the kind of things that you get when you have the respect from your peers.
Mm-hmm. I respect them more even for that. Like Jameis, Eric McCoy, like they'll forever be in my mind of just friendship and just how even when something's going wrong, even though like the game was over with, last play, I took my gloves off. Like, end of the year is done. I'm ready to go home. I had a long season, not the season I wanted. But to get in there in that last play and for Jameis to get on his knee, he looking at it like, Jameis, like, what you want to do? What y'all want to do?
That's a great impression of him. So wait, take us into that. How did that unfold then?
Oh, all right. Well, they in the huddle, like, they be like, Jamal, get in there. I'm like, I'm like, why am I getting
They say
that?
You, victory, yeah. Which victory. Means we're going to take a knee and get out of here.
I would think they would put it the youngins. Nah, let's put Jamal in there for it. I get in there. I got my gloves off, so I don't care. It said, James, come in there.
What we going to do? What y'all want to do in here? What you want to do?
Then Eric McCoy, he was pointing straight at me. He was like, let's get Jamal a touchdown. I was like, oh. Then everybody was like, yeah, yeah, let's do it, yeah. Then Jameis came up with the backyard play. He was like, when I hike the ball, I'm going to just hand you the ball. You go and get a touchdown. I'm like, cool, let's do it.
I love that.
We did it. Then after that, I think I got more respect for him just because they weren't supposed to do it. When they got, you know, when they started asking the questions, Jameis and all of them, like, they didn't back down. They stand 10 toes down on their
Nobody.
Decisions.
All the vets.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody stayed up for me. Everybody rooted for me, and they cheered for that. So I appreciate them so much for that, and that just shows the bond and the friendship that we have as teammates to know, you know, even when the coaches don't like you, we'll still do something for each other and make sure that it's just a good one. So it's just 100% back together, back in with teammates. Like, no matter what the coaches say, we got each other's back.
Guys, what really stuck out to me right there with Jamal Williams saying right at the end there, even when the coaches don't like you. So things apparently went really south.
Yeah, that's no shock that there was some friction there.
Man, there was issues with Kendra Miller and Jamal Williams, so I don't know what was up with that running back room last year.
It wasn't good, put it to you that way, all across the board. We talked about this earlier in the show, but looks as though now, and it is official from the SEC, that they will go to a 9-game SEC schedule. Blake Ruffino, who we've had on many times here on WWL, the Big 870, on the Are You Serious Network, is reporting that if things remain the same next year, LSU will play Alabama, Georgia, Texas, if it remains the same. And remember, they have a home and home with Clemson. So you throw Clemson into that mix too. But Blake is reporting, and this is what he is from the projections, LSU would play Georgia and Texas along with Alabama next season along with Clemson. Yo, that man. I know they got to play LSU, but, man, that's a rough one. The only thing I do know about that, Alabama and Clemson's at home.
Right.
You will catch them in Baton Rouge. But, man, you talk about a meat grinder right off the bat. Just reading that. And, you know, Blake got some pretty good sources most of the time. So looks as though, for sure, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, and we know for sure, Clemson.
Better get strong in them trenches. That's
you
sure.
Better, because that's where they're going to come at you,
you
too.
You know it.
Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with that official SEC announcement. Just wanted to kind of rehash everything, that the SEC is going to continue to have the non-divisional structure. We're not going back to the East and the West or anything like that. Each school will play 3 annual opponents focused on maintaining traditional rivalries. Guys, you talked about that in the last hour, about who LSU's 3 opponents could be. We'll bring that up here again just in a second. Each team's remaining 6 games will be rotate among the remaining conference schools, and then each team will face every other SEC program at least once every 2 years, and then there's going to be a home and away once every 4 years with every SEC school. I don't exactly know how that's going to work out with 18 SEC programs now, but it's just going to keep on cycling. You're going to have the 3 annual rivalry games and then 6 other opponents that will rotate, and you'll have a home and away against every single SEC school once every 4 years, guys. And another thing that I saw from On3 is that SEC teams are now required to play 1 out-of-conference high-quality game per season. Quote, SEC teams are required to schedule at least 1 additional high-quality non-conference from the Atlantic Coast, the ACC, obviously, the Big Ten or the Big 12 conferences, and then they threw a Notre Dame there as well every single season. So it's not just moving to a 9-game slate, but also requiring an extra game against one of the other power conferences and then Notre Dame as well.
Charlie, a couple years back when all this was brought up about the 9-game schedule and the 3 opponents you would play all the time, the 3 for LSU that was brought up were Alabama, Ole Miss, Texas A&M. Those were the 3 that was brought up that they would be the permanent. Now, again, we'll have to see how that schedule works out. My thing is, if there's a caveat in this, man, Florida,
because that was one of the most underrated rivalry games in the SEC for so many years. LSU-Florida. You know Alabama and Ole Miss are going to be on that schedule. Who becomes the three team? Is it Texas A&M? And that's what was brought up a couple years back. Or would you want to switch and say,
I'd rather see
Florida?
The Gators.
I would. I would rather play Florida. And, you know, then you got, if he's still there, Billy Napier going up against Brian Kelly.
Right, exactly.
And now Billy would like that. He would have come in Louisiana to recruit.
That's a wrap on our triple option feature, folks. Taking a break here on Sports Talk at the Game Bar and Grill inside Treasure Chest Casino. Be back with even more, so stay tuned right after this. I want to remind folks, you still have a chance to win a portable generator. We're now in the heart of hurricane season. We know everybody worries about losing power. WWL wants to help you ease your mind, so we teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, offering you a chance to win a portable generator, almost a $1,000 value. Enter for a chance to win every day. Starting now, go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on. And WWL, going to the top of the hour news. Be back with more Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.